When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
JC, it is time for week 19 in the CFL regular season. We're back to a full slate of four games, and we've got a few with some pretty significant playoff implications. How pumped are you for this week?
I'm psyched up. Like, things are finally slotting into place in the CFL. All season long, there's been sort of an air of mystery around the league because everybody's been so close. Now, finally, there's only one playoff spot left. We're battling for seeding. This is when we get down to the nitty-gritty of the season, and you can start to taste the playoffs and the Grey Cup just around the corner.
I like that, right? All season, well, this team could, or this team might, or this team, enough of that. It's time to put up or shut up. It's time to play or go home. I love it, and that is exactly what teams across the country will be doing this week. Again, four games, but a lot of very tight lines. Some interesting picks we have for you today, and let's get things started off with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 3.5-point favorites over the Toronto Argonauts on Friday night as the home side looks to clinch the top spot in the East Division for the fourth straight season. The Blue Bombers have won 8 straight games, largely on the strength of their run game and defense, though the Argos rank number 1 in stopping the run this season. A Toronto win would clinch a playoff berth for the team while moving them at least temporarily into second place ahead of the Ottawa Redblacks. JC, can the Argos end Winnipeg's winning streak, or will the Blue Bombers prove to be too much?
I've got Winnipeg in this one. I think that team is just absolutely red hot right now with what they've got going on. Yes, it's mostly been the defense and the running game, but we saw 2 weeks ago that Zach Collaros, when he figures it out, can be as good as ever with that 6-touchdown performance. If he can even get a fraction of that going against Toronto, I think there could be something special here. And the Argonauts have been wildly inconsistent this season. They haven't had 2 good games in a row basically all year, and they've been much worse on the road than they have been at home. Winnipeg, as we all know, is the toughest place to play in the CFL against what I would argue is the toughest defense to play against in the CFL. And I've got Winnipeg coming out on top of this one handedly.
Brady Oliveira did have a strong performance against Toronto earlier this year, 13 carries for 96 yards. That being said, that was when Wynton McManus was not in the lineup for this Toronto Argonauts team. For my money, one of the best defensive players in the CFL. I'm a little worried for Winnipeg's running game, to be quite frank, with him back in the lineup. It's true the Argos are without Fraser Sopik, who's been very good for them most of the season at weak side linebacker. But if I were to play the props game, I would look potentially at Brady Oliveira over receiving yards, whatever the line is, for this week. And that's because in 3 meetings against the Riders, who are another very stout team against the run, Brady Oliveira did not reach 50 yards in any of those contests, but Zach Collaros made him that safety valve out of the backfield. He was very productive through the air. Wouldn't surprise me if Brady is more productive through the air, potentially even than he is on the ground on Friday night. That being said, I do like the Bombers to win. The line scares me a little bit. 3.5, I think, is a touch too much. If it's a field goal or less, I would take Winnipeg to cover. As it stands, since you're getting the extra half point above the field goal, I will take the Argos to cover plus 3.5. But JC, I think you're right about the atmosphere. It is a sold out crowd at Princess Auto Stadium. The team's fourth straight sellout to end the regular season at home. And they are playing right for that first place spot in the West Division. So I like the Bombers to win here, punch their ticket to the West Final. But I do think the Argos are going to be able to keep it close, taking some of that ground game away from the Blue Bombers. The Calgary Stampeders are short home favorites over the Edmonton Elks when the Alberta Rivals clash on Saturday afternoon in Cowtown, though this game does feel a little deflating since both teams have already been eliminated from postseason contention. The Stampeders appear intent on giving Matthew Schiltz his first start as a member of the team, while Edmonton is going back to Trey Ford under center, presumably in an effort to assess whether or not he can be the guy in 2025. Who you got?
I got the Edmonton Elks here. I think that they are the better team overall, and I think they're going to be the more motivated team, even though both of these franchises are set to miss the playoffs here. I think Trey Ford will be playing to prove that he should be Edmonton's future, or that he deserves to be offered that type of contract. And I think he matches up really well against a Calgary defense that isn't all that athletic in my estimation. I think he can really cut them up if he uses his legs and exploits those things. Yes, Matthew Schiltz might be motivated because this will be perhaps his lone opportunity to show that he deserves more reps going forward. But we already know what Matthew Schiltz is. And frankly, I think Matthew Schiltz probably already knows what his career is. With PJ Walker coming in this week and staring over the shoulder, I think this is a Calgary Stampeders team that is lost and looking towards 2025 already completely with very little to play for. I don't think they show up in this one.
Yeah, I'm all in the Edmonton Elks too. I think they win this game, and frankly, I think they should be favored. McMahon Stadium, especially with Calgary already being out of the playoffs, I don't think is a crazy home field advantage for them to overcome. The Elks run the ball better than arguably any other team in the league, and no team is worse at stopping the run than the Calgary Stampeders, right? Micah Awe was playing at almost a most outstanding defensive player level in 2023. This year, he has not manned the middle nearly as well in Cowtown. I think that Javon Leak and Justin Rankin and Trey Ford could all potentially gash that Stampeders defense, and this is a copycat league. I think Jordan Younger in Winnipeg back in Trey Ford's start against the Blue Bombers kind of wrote right that template for how to defend against Trey Ford, keep him in the pocket, stop him running. Wouldn't surprise me if Brent Monson, who's a very good defensive coordinator in Calgary, tried to tap into that. However, again, I just don't think he has the horses and the athletes that he needs to get it done on the defensive side of the ball there for the Stampeders. Calgary's been spinning their wheels for a long time at this point, and I don't think those wheels are going to catch anytime soon. I'm happy to take the Elks here, plus whatever points they end up getting if this line shifts. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are short home underdogs when they host the BC Lions on Saturday night in what is undoubtedly the game of the week. Saskatchewan can clinch second place in the West Division with a win, while the Lions can leapfrog the Riders in the standings with a victory of their own. It appears AJ Ouellette will return to the lineup for the Riders following a six-game absence, while left tackle Jarrell Broxton is making progress for a possible return for the Lions. JC, which team do you see winning this game and taking a stranglehold on second in the West?
Well, for some reason, Hodge, I always seem to be public enemy number one in Ryderville. I'm accused of never taking Saskatchewan. So let's set the record straight. I'm all in on the Riders this week. I am not a BC homer. I've watched that team all season long, and they are fatally flawed in a number of ways that offense just can't seem to figure out. I don't think they have the right weaponry to get it going right now. Even if Alexander Hollins returns to the lineup, he has not been the same player from the first 5 weeks of the season for the other three quarters of the year. I don't think he's magically going to become it again this week. Meanwhile, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are firing on all cylinders. I think they're getting healthy at the right time. And that defense is opportunistic, physical, and tough. I think that's a bad matchup for that BC offense right now. And I see the Riders running away with this one in a statement victory to secure themselves that home playoff game.
Yeah, AJ Ouellette has not been a difference maker for this team so far this season. But you wonder with that offensive line that was once a patchwork unit getting a little bit more time to play together, if things might be different now that the weather is starting to turn. BC has not been great against the run so far this season. And that high-flying offense, right, that was BC's trademark for the first half of the year and has been in years past under offensive coordinator Jordan Maksimek, has largely fallen asleep. Like, this unit has not looked like one to fear for the last while. Should be noted that former Riders slot back Justin McGinnis had his 200-yard game against the Riders earlier this season. I'm sure that Saskatchewan's coaching staff is well aware of that defensively, and they're planning to prepare for that. To me, if the Lions are going to win this game, they're going to need Nathan Rourke to pull it out of the hat. They're going to need Nathan Rourke to be the quarterback he was in 2022. And as much as I don't like betting against Nathan Rourke, I will be taking the Riders to win this game, especially with this game being in Regina. I'm not sure why the Lions are getting points. I'm more than happy to get a point or two taking the Riders against the spread. Frankly, I'd be happy to take the Riders, even if they were favored by up to a field goal in this one. I think that Saskatchewan will host the West Semi when these two teams meet again next month on the Prairies. The Montreal Alouettes are 4.5-point home favorites over the Ottawa Redblacks for their traditional Thanksgiving Monday clash in La Belle Province. Gobble, 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 gobble. As of this recording, it appears Jeremiah Masoli will make his second straight start for the Redblacks after struggling in the club's recent loss to Saskatchewan, throwing three interceptions. The Alouettes, meanwhile, are looking to get back to their dominant ways after winning only one of their last four contests. Can the Redblacks get the upset, or will Montreal mow them down?
I think this is as perfect a get-right game for the Montreal Alouettes as you could possibly have this late in the season, right? They are disappointed in their last few results. It has not been good enough. They have not looked like the same team we saw at the start of the year. And I think Jason Moss, after this bye week, all the practices heading into Thanksgiving Monday, is going to let his team know that. And I expect them to respond as they have in the past against what is still a very banged up Ottawa Redblacks team, one which is struggling down the stretch. And I don't see it turning around because some of their most important pieces, and we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, like Adarius Pickett, are just not walking through that door, right? That is a fundamentally different team without players like him in the lineup. I think Montreal is going to come out fired up, potentially for the last time in the regular season, make a statement to themselves and to the rest of the league that they can't be taken for granted going into the playoffs, and knock off the Redblacks here. I have them to cover.
I also have the Alouettes to cover in this one, and that's no disrespect to Jeremiah Masoli, who is one of the most likable players in this league, a great story making his return to the field in 2024. It's just hard to bet on a guy who looked as out of place as he did against Saskatchewan. And if you can't move the ball against the Riders defense, I don't know how you move it against this Montreal Alouettes defense, which has been right there for the top unit in the league all season long, especially getting Lawal Ugawak back from the NFL. I think he's helped add some zest to that pass rush that was maybe the weakest part of that unit for the majority of the season. They fly to the football. They force takeaways. I think Jeffrey Canton-Arcou has been absolutely sensational as a rookie there, especially on second and long, what he brings in that pass rush from the second level. So I think that the Redblacks are going to have a tough time moving the ball in this game. I think they're going to have a tough time avoiding any turnovers. And if you give up a turnover on Thanksgiving in Montreal, they are going to make you pay for it, turkey stuffing the whole thing. So I am taking the Alouettes to win. Montreal, I agree, JC, needs a get-right game. They need a confidence boost to remind themselves why they clinched the East Division so early this year. I think this is the game for them. I'm happy to take the Alouettes and eat those 4.5 points. And I'll be doing a lot of eating on Monday, JC, with it being Thanksgiving. Give me the turkey. Give me the stuffing. Give me the gravy. Give me the potatoes. Give me everything. Gobble, 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 gobble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.